This is Bob Main with another episode of today's Survival Show, helping you do what you can with what you have wherever you are. This is episode number 151, and it is survival tip number one. This is the first of your TSS survival tips. New format for the show now. I'm doing these twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays, a shorter show. Each one will have a specific topic. It'll be a pretty short version, but packed with good information on that specific topic. And I'm going to do them twice a week and call them your TSS survival tips. So I'm going to talk about bartering and trading in this episode. Way back when I first started doing today's survival show, I did a whole episode on bartering. In fact, I think I did two of them. And I read a guest post and so forth on somebody that had an internet site in bartering. But I'm going to share some personal experiences with you, because a lot of people that think that bartering is a lost art, I think, are sorely mistaken. Since about 1985, I've been trading for all kinds of things. I learned the art of bartering from my first boss, actually. And I'm going to tell you that story. And I still use it today. You know, a lot of people think that bartering is something that you do after the stink hits the fan. You might want to, if that's the way you think, you might want to think again. Because, you know, let's face it, we need to save money these days. Money is tight. Jobs are tight. The loss of a job is probably the single biggest disaster, or the most common disaster, I should say, that hits people these days, unfortunately. And so sometimes we don't have the money, but we need something, or we want something. And a lot of times, for fractions on the dollar, you can trade goods and services for what you need. So, let's get started. As I drive down the freeway here and have a little extra time between sales calls, let's talk about bartering and trading. A few things that you need to remember before you can make a successful trade or a successful barter. And by the way, you know, this is one of the preparedness skills out there that's seldom talked about. I read about bartering every once in a while on internet forums related to preparedness and survival, but most of them come from the standpoint of, well, gee, what can I save up or what can I use to barter if the crap hits the fan? Well, let's talk about what can you do right now to barter and save yourself some money. The first thing you need is you need a value proposition. And my sales background has taught me that having a value proposition is helpful in what I do, but I want to submit something to you. Do you think that maybe it would be good overall in life to have a value proposition? Even if you're not in professional sales like I am, it doesn't matter what profession you're in. If you want to barter especially survival supplies or trade things for other goods and services, you got to have a value proposition. What that means is that you have to have something to offer that other people want. Now, that might sound basic. You might be thinking, well, yeah, duh, Bob. But you'd be surprised how many people, they want to barter and they don't know how, and they often email me. And they say, hey, how do you pull off those trades? Or even when I'm having some conversation with somebody, a good friend, close friend or whatever, I talk about how I trade something. And they ask me, well, how do you do that? It starts with having a value proposition. You need to have something that you do. Now, it could be a skill or it could be an item you possess. Trading your skills oftentimes is something that a lot of people do. Let me give you some examples. Back in 85... when I first got into the sales business, I had no money, folks. I mean, I was broke. I mean, flat broke. I was making like $600 a month at that time. And I don't care how well you budget. $600 a month just is not going very far, folks. You're just not going to, you know. So I had to do a lot of trading. Well, I had to pay my own expenses for the job that I was working at the time. But I had a skill. The skill was that I knew a specific sales training method. I was trained on the Tom Hopkins sales training method, taught by Tom Hopkins himself at Tom Hopkins International. He's a pretty well-known sales trainer. So I had this skill of teaching other people the honest way of selling. There is an honest way of selling, folks, and I use the honest approach. So I had that specific skill. Well, I didn't have any money to buy a cell phone, and at that time, if you remember back in 85, cell phones were quite expensive, they were quite large, but I needed one because I was on the road all the time. And I think they were going for somewhere around $1,800 or $1,900, believe it or not, back, if you can remember back that far. And I think it was something like $1 a minute or $1.49 a minute. It was some insane amount of money for a cell phone. So what I did is I negotiated a trade. I went to a cell phone company, and I had a connection. I was actually having dinner at that time. My boss took us out to dinner, and he was buying because I was only making $600 a month. I couldn't afford squat. He was buying. Well, we happened to be entertaining some people that worked for a cell phone company at that time out on the West Coast. I can't even remember their name either. It was in California. And I just popped the question to the vice president of the company. I said, hey, could you use some extra sales? Could your salespeople use a little bit of training? And he said, why, of course we could use some training. And I said, well, if we could do something for you, if we could give you some free tickets to our seminar coming up, or if we could give you some free books and tapes, at that time it was cassette tapes, this was long before CDs and DVDs, or if we could come in and do some customized training, would that be worth something? And he said, yes. So it led to more discussions. We finally put a value on it, and the value was $1,200. And we were ready to give up $1,200 worth of books, tapes, and customized training. Now, that's what we sold the product for. Okay? That was our price. Our selling price was $1,200. Our costs were probably a third of that. Maybe a little bit more, but not much more. Maybe if we had $500 worth of costs wrapped up in those $1,200 worth of items, I'd be very, very surprised. But it was worth it to him, because it was at a discount versus what he would have to pay somebody else. So I said, in return, can I get a cell phone from your company? Can I use it for a couple of months while I'm doing business here in the state, and then I'll gladly return it? So we consummated the trade, and he gave me a block of minutes. It wasn't unlimited minutes, because it was, you know, that was unheard of. I think this might have been 1987. I'm sorry. I think it might have been 1987, not 1985. Anyway, you know, unlimited cell phone plans were unheard of back then. We made the trade. And I would estimate that we got $500 or $600 worth of cell phone usage at no cost, and we gave up about $1,200 worth of our products. Now, you know, think about it. Even though what we traded probably cost us about the same as what we were getting in return for cell phone service, we didn't have to pay out front. I did not have $600 worth of cash. I didn't have $600 worth of room on my credit card, you know, back when I was using credit cards, back in my stupid days. A good survivalist, a good preparedness person, in my opinion, doesn't use credit cards. But that's a whole different subject. Anyway, we were able to put that together, and I was able to get the benefit of a cell phone usage through them. I never got a bill for $1, and my boss and I worked out trading, and it was great. It worked out excellent. I mean, it was a good, and I did the custom training, and we also gave him some free tickets to the seminar, and it was a good deal for both of us. Now, Roll the clocks forward to 2005, when I was ready to purchase my first handgun. I didn't own any handguns. Same thing. I didn't have the money at that time, about 6 years ago, 6.5 years ago, to buy a handgun. But I wanted one. I wanted one for personal protection. Well, I happened to have a customer that was in need of some security products. Now, I was selling security products at that time, commercial and residential security alarm products. Well, his business was not protected, this gun dealer. And this gun dealer was also in the business of doing some security for homes and businesses. So he kind of had two facets to his business. He was a law enforcement security supplies supplier. In other words, he was supplying guns and all kinds of clothing and so forth that law enforcement professionals use. So he was an FFL. He had his FFL license. He was a federal firearms licensed dealer, and he had a gun that I wanted. And the price tag on the gun was about $820. I didn't have an extra $820. However, what I was able to do is buy about $315 worth of security products from my employer at my employee discount costs, and the normal retail price was a little over $900. Guess what? I had a value proposition. My value proposition was, his name is Ted. I said, hey, Ted, look, I have that I can give to you security products that will protect your business. It's what you want. Typically, you'd have to pay $900 for it. If we could make a trade for the $800-and-something-dollar pistol you've got, let's do it. Now, his $800-and-something-dollar pistol, that's what he's selling it for. He didn't pay $800 for it, obviously. He's marking it up. So his costs are far less in trading that pistol to me. His costs are significantly less than what he would have to get or pay for that alarm system on his own. I also was able to work out with a friend of mine who owed me a favor, 6 months worth of free monitoring. So between the alarm system that I was giving him and the 6 months worth of free monitoring, it was a phenomenal opportunity for him. And guess what? I got my $800 handgun. It was a Sig Sauer P226 9mm. Boy, I wish I still had it. I ended up selling it. Okay, but really, for about $320 my cost of some security products, I got an $800 handgun. I was happy, and he was happy. But that's the value proposition. You've got to have some value proposition. So in both of those examples I gave you, I traded both skills and products. Now, I know a lot of you who listen to this show, you have specific skills. Many of you are on the forum, and you talk about some of your specific skills. Have you ever thought about, during these tough times, during these really tough economic times, have you ever thought about trading some of your skills for products or services that you need? You have to start, first of all, with a value proposition. The next thing you need to do is you need to ask. The biggest reason why people don't consummate a trade is they don't ask. And this is somewhat of a sales lesson here. So I know that this might sound a little bit sales and marketing-ish, all right? But I really believe that negotiating and bartering and people skills, I believe that's a preparedness skill. I hope you'll agree. I know that there's a lot of people who don't think so, but I think it is. I mean, after all, I've said this before. If the crap hits the fan, your people skills are going to be very, very, very important, folks. I think it's going to be extremely important for you to be able to deal with people, sometimes irrational people, but also sometimes people that are not irrational, but hey, the crap has hit the fan, some kind of a disaster has happened, money is tight, or money's not flowing at all, or maybe our monetary system's worth nothing, and you've got to negotiate. Or, in circumstances like today, you might not have the money to get what you need, but you've got a special skill that people can benefit from. So you have to have a value proposition, and you have to ask. Typically, it works best when you can trade some services or product worth about the same amount of money as what you're asking for, but you don't have that much in cost wrapped up in it. You see what I mean? So if your skills are typically worth $500 and your cost is $200, trade your $500 worth of skills or your $500 worth of product that only cost you $200, trade it for something else of equal value. Typically, the other party is usually much more agreeable to making that transaction. Okay, that's TSS survival tip number one for this week. I've got more on bartering, so please stay tuned and get ready to download TSS survival tip number two this week. I've got a few more things, a few more ideas on how to consummate trades and bartering and so forth. I'll save that for the next tip. So let me just close with this. Please don't forget to join our forum, Today's Survival Show forum. If you go to the website, todayssurvival.com, that's todayssurvival.com with two S's, todayssurvival.com. Click the forum tab if you haven't joined already. There's a lot of like-minded people on the forum that want to talk to you and help you with ideas. I may start a thread about bartering or renew an old thread about bartering. If you want to send me an email and comment on these TSS survival tips, I would like to hear that. Bob@todayssurvival.com. Bob@todayssurvival.com. Also, the last announcement I want to make, don't forget to join our Survival Champions Club. The Champions Club, the Today's Survival Show Champions Club, is a two-hour podcast. It's a group of supporters. It's a club group of supporters who support my show that feel like I help them out and I give them some benefit. And in return, again, here's my value proposition. In return, I give you a two-hour special podcast of information I have not covered on any of the episodes on Today's Survival Show. There's a few interviews on there. There's yours truly on there giving some survival tips. You'll love it. It's only $15. It's your way to support the show. Just go to todayssurvival.com, click the Buy Now button. You can also see a list if you click the Survival Champions Club podcast link. On the webpage, you'll see a list of all the topics that are discussed in that podcast. And I'll send you an email once you make the investment. You'll get email instructions for me on how to download the special podcast. Then it's yours to keep forever. So that's it. Thanks for tuning in to episode number 151. I'm Bob Main. You've just listened to another episode of Today's Survival Show and TSS Survival Tip of the Week. Thanks for tuning in. Do what you can with what you have wherever you are. I'll catch you next time. Goodbye.